Thanks for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about planning for resale.
I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about first-time buyers and what you need to look for in the purchase. And I would suggest you really need to look for what other people will look for when they go to purchase. What I'm saying there is that resale is important. When you're buying, you're thinking, this is my first home. I want it to be a huge yard from a garden, etc., things that are specific to you. What I would encourage you to do is make sure that it does not eliminate other buyers by the choices you make for your own personal use. The example that I would have is a lot of people think, well, I can improve it during my ownership, so I'm going to get something that's 3-bedroom, 1-bath, and it's 2,000 square feet. Well, the problem with that is that you've got a functional obsolescence. You need a second bath in a house that size because most people expect it in 2,000 square feet. Well, you think, I'll make more money before I sell, and I'll go ahead and put a second bath in during my ownership. Instead, I would encourage you to buy something the way it is that you could flip it and turn it if you needed to without much delay and without much improvement. Because if you need to sell in distress or unplanned circumstances, you're not going to be able to do the improvements you promised, and you'll be left holding the bag and taking the loss. So you want to make sure you anticipate being able to liquidate this asset in short notice. During your ownership, you definitely want to maintain it. So you want to get it in a condition, the best condition you can at the time of purchase. It is a used home, so you can't get it in new condition, but you can get it in a condition that could be financeable in the next 3 years. For example, 3 to 5 years life remaining on the roof. Make sure that the dry rot's eliminated at the time of purchase or resolved, or you have the money to do that after close of escrow by negotiating with the seller. These are things you're not going to be able to see when you put the offer in on the property, but what's going to happen is you're going to have experts on the scene, inspectors who will tell you in more detail what the condition of the property is. And by doing so, they're going to prepare you as an owner to know what you need to address or you need to get compensation from the seller because the home is not exactly what you expected it to be at the time you made the offer. That unveiling and that process is critical to your success in resale as well. Do not absorb something because it's a hot seller's market that would be unreasonable for another buyer to absorb if you were selling it at this time. So if it's got less than 3 years life remaining on the roof, you've got to take a look at that now and see what you have as an ability in the next 6 months to complete that roof and still have the asset whole and still being a good investment at the purchase price. This is what you need to do because I really want you to hear this. A lot of buyers are moving too quickly and over-compromising at their time of the purchase, and that's going to kick you at the end of this when you're a seller. Not so much when you're a buyer. You'll probably absorb it and be fine for now, but let's plan for the future because you want this next home to be a stepstone to a long-term house, and if you want to do that successfully and have the springboard you're hoping for your family, then you need to do so with intention. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.